Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a very amazing story from the Baal Shem Tov, and it goes something like this. Why do I say something like this? Because I actually only heard part of the story. I was listening to Chabad.org radio, which is a wonderful app, which somebody in your family may have. It has all sorts of wonderful classes, interviews, stories, poems, all kinds of things. And I heard this story there, but I came in the middle. So therefore, I have to imagine a little bit the rest of the story. But as a professional storyteller, I take a little bit of license to do that. So I believe the story goes like this. It seems that the Baal Shem Tov called for a certain Jew to come talk to him. And this was a very simple Jew, very nice fellow, honest, sincere, but by no means a Talmid Chacham. As the Baal Shem Tov often taught, that of course we should all try to be Talmid Chachamim, no question about it. But for those people who, for whatever reason, are not Talmid Chachamim, often they develop very, very beautiful midos that all of us can learn from. Sincerity, truthfulness, and so forth. And so the Baal Shem Tov called for this particular Jew, and he was telling him the following. He said, there was once a wife who served her husband his supper late, and when he sat down to eat, the supper was actually not very tasty. So it was two problems. One, it was late, and one, it was not tasty. Now, the Baal Shem Tov said, if you were that husband, what would you say? So, the Jew looked at the Baal Shem Tov, and he said, well, I would think that perhaps my wife had a hard day. And I would say to her something like, dear, did you have a hard day today? Did things not go well for you today? Something like that. And Baal Shem Tov said to this Jew, you just nullified a decree that was hanging over many, many Jewish people. Very serious decree. Baruch Hashem, you nullified it. Nullified means you cancel the decree. Now, how did this happen? So the explanation is that there was a decree hanging over many, many Jewish people. I don't know if it was one village or many villages or many countries, but it was a decree hanging over many, many Jewish people because they had not been davening on time. Many, many Jewish people had not been davening on time. And when they davened, it was not very excellent davening. Perhaps it was rushed. Perhaps they weren't paying attention to the words. Perhaps they didn't have any feeling for it. Perhaps they were not being sincere. And it was apparently quite a widespread problem. I don't think it was all Jewish people, but there was a lot of people that this is the way they were davening. Often late, and often not very good quality. If a person's late in davening, but it's because they thought so much about Hashem, and they were learning Chassidus, and they were learning other parts of Torah that inspired them to daven better, and then they really put extra effort. Okay, so it's late, but at least it's quality davening. But when the davening is late and it's not quality davening, that's a problem. And that's why there was this decree. And the Baal Shem Tov and perhaps other tzaddikim were davening to Hashem that he should nullify this decree. But apparently Hashem's response was, well, this is the way Yidden are davening, and there's not really an excuse for it. And therefore the Baal Shem Tov asked this Jew, as an unknowing representative of the Jewish people, what do you think about the situation? And he used a metaphor, used an example of the wife who served the husband the food late, and plus it wasn't very good. How would you react to that? And this simple but very sincere and loving Jew answered, well, I would think maybe she had a hard day. I would ask her, how was your day today? Are you feeling okay? And by this, Baal Shem Tov was hoping that Hashem would look at it the same way. That Hashem, so to speak, as our husband, we being the wife, as the Torah tells us in many places, that we are like a wife to Hashem. in many ways. Sometimes we're compared to a daughter, sometimes to a son, a student. But one of the comparisons is a wife to a husband. And this simple Jew was showing that this is the way we should look at such a situation. And this aroused Hashem to also have Rachmanis, to also have mercy on the Jewish people, and not to look at them strictly, but to give them the benefit of the doubt. True, our davening was late. True, it was not very good, but maybe we're having a hard time in the Gullis. Maybe we're having a hard day. Maybe we're suffering from various difficulties in the Gullis. And therefore, Hashem canceled the decree. Now, what's the lesson for us? The more we are kind to our fellow Jew, the more Hashem will be kind to us. The more we give the benefit of the doubt, we try to look positively upon our fellow Jew, the more Hashem looks positively on us. When we paskin, so to speak, on another person, we say, oh, this person is wrong, bad, at fault, etc., then we, chas v'shalom, cause Hashem to look at us that way. Whereas if we look in a positive way at another Jew, always try to find zechus for another Jew, then this arouses Hashem to look at us this way as well. Now we're coming up to Pesach, and Pesach is the time of Geula. It's actually the beginning of the final Geula. It's just that there's a long interruption in between. Really, the idea of the Geula from Mitzrayim was that we should go from there, receive the Torah, go into Eretz Yisrael, build the Beis Hamikdash, and it should be Mashiach, should be Geula. Unfortunately, it was delayed. But one of the key points of the Haggadah is the idea that this matzah that we are eating is like the matzah which our forefathers ate in the land of Mitzrayim. Hey lach ma'anya. This is the matzah, or hey kilach ma'anya. Some Haggadahs say this is like the matzah. And when the Alter Rebbe wrote his version of the Haggadah, he thought, which way should he do it? Should he put hey kilach ma'anya, or k'hei lach ma'anya, this is like the bread which our forefathers ate in Mitzrayim, like the matzah that they ate? Or should he write, hey lach ma'anya, this is the matzah? Now the Alter Rebbe was very careful with diktuk, with grammar, and with logic. Everything should be logical. And therefore, seemingly, it was very logical to say, k'hei lach ma'anya, or hey k'lach ma'anya. This is like, after all, the matzah that's sitting at our table is not the same matzah that they ate in Mitzrayim. That was 3,300 years ago that matzah was made. Our matzah was made maybe in Brooklyn a few months ago, or 6 months ago. But it's not the same matzah. So why did the Rebbe select the version of Hey Lach Ma'anya? This is the bread which our forefathers ate. And one of the answers is, because when we're at the Seder, we should be feeling as if we are going out of Mitzrayim right now, as if we are going out of Egypt right now, that we are slaves, and then later we are actually going out. And therefore, we should feel that this is the matzah. This is it. We are on the way out of Mitzrayim right now, and this is the same matzah. May it be so that the Geula should come way before the Seder, and that we should be marching out of Geula just like the Yidden marched out of Mitzrayim at that time. May it happen immediately, especially speedily through your learning of Torah, your doing of mitzvahs, your davening, with all of your power and all of your passion and excitement and kavanah, and increasing more and more all the time, and especially learning about Mashiach and Geula, that this is the Derech HaYosher, as the Rebbe puts it, for Mashiach to come, the straight path, in addition to all the other parts of Torah, which of course we have to learn, and we must learn, and we love to learn it, but also to learn about Mashiach and Geula. This will quicken the coming of the Geula, may happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.